It's one hot summer, so cool things off with a cold, filtered Miller Genuine Draft. Be sure to visit your Miller Genuine Draft display wherever you buy beer and look for the fantastic offers on a Miller Genuine Draft floating island and more. Use it to cool off with a genuine draft in your favorite pool or your favorite lake.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The cutting edge of rock. 94.5. The Edge.
Edge Club 94 Midnight Mix.
Time now for the Midnight Mix. And probably one of the best, if not the best, record labels come out of Detroit in the past year, year and a half. Maybe it's even 2 years old. We'll find out later after the Midnight Mix, is the Plus 8 record label. Now, Plus 8 has spawned bands like Cybersonic, Fuse, States of Mind, Xenon, Texas Audio. The man behind these bands is with us tonight. His name is John Acquaviva. You heard what his live show sounds like. You heard what he does on his own. Well, let's hear what he does when he mixes records. He is a seasoned club DJ. And for the next 45 to 50 minutes, we're going to hear John Acquaviva. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here you go. John Acquaviva from Plus 8 Records in the house for the Midnight Mix. This is KDGE, Gainesville, Dallas, Fort Worth.
I'm ready to dance.
94.
Thank you.
Edge Club.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Edge Club 94.
Tell your mummy before you go off somewhere.
Edge Club 94.
94.5, it's The Edge. There you go with your Midnight Mix from Detroit's John Aquaviva from Plus 8 Records. Appropriately enough, ending the mix with a track from his own label, FU by Fuse. John, you set a record.
Oh, wow, what?
You played the most songs that anybody's ever played in 48 minutes. 31 records. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You win a plaque for that.
Oh, great.
I just hadn't figured out what kind of plaque. But anyway, so what's up, man?
Not too much. Just starting to wake up, getting ready for the clubbing tonight.
And, that's right. We're going out and about. We're going to hit Elim.
You bet. Deep sea or...
Yeah, deep sea Elim. You got it.
Wild, wild place.
Well, let me ask you a couple questions real quick. First of all, the label is based in Detroit, but you yourself live in Toronto or an area outside
that's right.
of Toronto.
That's right.
And where do you DJ?
Well, I DJ in the whole area. Everywhere from Detroit to Toronto, just try to travel as much as we can, let people hear what we're all about, which is, you know, why we're here, why I'm here.
That's right. And what's going on at Plus 8 these days, man? I know you guys are just like the second generation of Detroit. You're being heralded all over Europe, and the states are just waking up. It must make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's real cool. Over the last year, you know, we've done a lot of work. We've worked hard, and now people kind of know who we are, and we're meeting a lot of people, getting a lot of new artists who want to be with us, and so hopefully we'll just... be a venue or a chance to let people express their ideas and keep doing what we're doing.
What do you think about the current state of techno right now?
Techno's real cool. I mean, in Europe, it's so popular, they almost play it in supermarkets and stuff. But here, all of us are a little more freaky, you know. We're a little more, considered a little more extreme. But people are really into it. There's a lot of major cities like here that, you know, play it and accept it. And it's getting there. It'll come around.
Cool. What's the club scene like in Detroit these days?
Well, the club scene, if it was like the vinyl scene, it would be incredible. Like, there's more people putting records. There's a few clubs that are trying to play it. But right now, the main thing out of Detroit is actually people putting out wax. And people like Kevin Saunderson and Derek May, you know, who were involved with Inner City, which is like the first generation of really cool house techno stuff. They're doing some big parties and raves and trying to get that happening. And you know, things are going okay, and hopefully they'll get better.
Now, you've been in Dallas since Thursday. How would you compare the Dallas club scene to what's going on in Detroit, if you could?
The Dallas scene is more vibrant. I mean, here people are into all kinds of stuff. I mean, we were all at the EMF show with
Papalit
itself, and that was a good time. And then we went to the parties afterwards, and you know, people are into everything from techno to the other stuff from Europe, like, you know, the guys are playing, and it was great. People are much more open-minded, and there seems like a lot of clubs who are trying to play this stuff. It's real cool.
Yeah. In a nutshell, man, what do you see the future of techno and the